You're listening to The Breakfast Show here on WRS. It's time to talk about our bodies and the oh-so-sexy topic of back pain. Oh, Jodie. Jodie Woodford is here to help. She is a restorative movement specialist, specifically helping those over 35 to finally uncover the root cause of their pain and then treat that pain so that it doesn't come back again. Hi, Jodie.
Morning, Kat.
Morning. Jodie, why do our backs hurt? All of us, our collective backs, why are they hurting?
It's a good question. Basically, in a nutshell, it's because we don't breathe correctly, we don't have good posture, and we want to get strong and bendy before we get stable and functional.
Okay, I'm intrigued here because posture, sure, I've heard that, but I have never heard anyone say that I have back pain because of the way that I breathe.
I know, this is what I do best, basically, is be counterintuitive and annoying. But basically, we are supposed to breathe into our belly and out into the side of our rib cage. And most people breathe upwards and towards the front of their ribs. So they don't feel their abdomen hardly at all. And that's super inefficient. And then a lot of people tend to breathe into their necks. And that too is a typical stressed out way of breathing. And the body responds by getting tight and stressed, which then causes pain in loads of areas. And also, when we don't breathe properly, our body actually loses the essential stabilizing buttressing system that organizes the pressure inside of us. And so things start to pop and tear and break. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, because that's when people end up with things like, you know, lumbago and hernias and nasty stuff like that.
Okay, so that's it could improve if we were to breathe better. Then you add bad posture on top of that.
Yeah, and this is another misnomer because, you know, it's not really what people think. They think that a standing desk, for example, a nice little purchase of God knows how many thousands of francs, will force them to be upright more. Which it will, but then they stand all wrong, so they're not doing themselves any favors. Or they buy a treadmill desk, the latest rage, but they don't know how to walk properly. Or they'll go for a good old yoga or Pilates, because that, we know, improves your posture, but they don't really know what good posture actually is, so they're looking for the wrong thing.
I think of good posture as sort of standing up straight and tall, like a ballet dancer, and you're making me sit up straight and tall now as I talk to you. Am I wrong with that? Is that not what I should be imagining?
Yes and no. Good posture is simply aligning your bones so that your muscles don't pull on them in weird ways and cause you pain. So good posture is standing with your feet parallel, hip width apart, with your head over your ribs and your ribs over your pelvis. And you'll notice that it's not quite as tall or balletic as the dancer you think of, but it's a more sustainable way to hold your body, and it'll ease your aches and pains straight away.
So I'm with you. Tell me about what you mean when you say that we want to be strong rather than functional.
Ah, this is a goodie. Okay, so your body will not give you mobility, so it will not move well until it's stable and functional. But people assume that they are stiff, that they don't move well, and that they're sore and they're tight because they're not flexible. So they rush off to yoga or they do stretching.
And so I'd suppose you'd like them to learn to breathe better again. It goes back to that breathing part of things, or work on improving their posture before they do all of that, right?
I would. I'd also like peeps to know that just because something hurts in one part of them, it means that they're weak. And they need to rush off and lift weights. Neither do they need to drop down and do 500 sit-ups.
Great. So we're not going to start off with burpees here. I do feel, though, that some parts of my body are weaker than others. So you're telling me that I shouldn't necessarily concentrate on one part of me if I want to make that part of me strong?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's super inefficient. You can't just make one part of you strong. You have to work on everything. And whilst you are feeling weak or dysfunctional, unbalanced, or whatever you want to call it, you'll probably be doing the exercises with all the wrong muscles in all the wrong order, which will either cause you more injury or make your already painful back worse. So you'll actually be hindering yourself rather than helping yourself.
All right. So if I'm understanding this, Jodie, our backs are sore because we don't breathe, we don't align our bodies, we do not move correctly. And so instead of stretching our stiff backs or strengthening our weak cores to help with our back pain, we should be breathing. I can do that. Working on our posture. I'm doing that now. And getting back to getting functional before we leap into anything else.
Exactly.
All right. Good to know. And it feels a little bit lazier. It feels a little bit more passive than I'd anticipated. Thank you very much.
Yes, well, it's just as dynamic and active as all the other stuff when it's done right.
All right. If people would like to reach out to you, Jodie, and get more information, if you would like to help others, or if they would like your help on all of this, where can people find you?
JodieWoodford.com.
Jodie Woodford, Restorative Movement Specialist. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Kat. It's been great. Feel like a superhero.